Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for today's lesson. We will be traveling to Micronesia. Our title is Chuuk, the South Pacific's Historic Treasure. Well, you can see in our title that we're going to be learning about something historic. Do you enjoy learning about history? Well, maybe you enjoy traveling to different places. And do you enjoy learning about the history of the places that you travel to? Carolyn, do you enjoy doing this?
I do enjoy learning about the history of the places I go. A few years ago, I went to Kyoto in Japan, and I had a wonderful time exploring the old city because it used to be the capital of Japan, but now that has moved to Tokyo, and just learning about the rich history and culture of the city of Kyoto was wonderful.
Well, that does sound wonderful. I'm sure Japan has many places you could visit and learn the history of. Actually, around the world, almost everywhere you go, there is some history to learn. Well, let's get started with our lesson today. Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure. Open up your magazine. We'll begin with the first reading.
Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure. This Micronesian state is an adventure, on land and underwater. Far out in the South Pacific lies a tiny country with a lot of history, the Federated States of Micronesia. During World War II, it was an important Japanese base in the Pacific arena. Today, it is a top choice for adventurous travelers and a mecca for wreck divers. Four states make up Micronesia: Koh Shrai, Pohnpei, Yap, and Chuuk, and each has its own flavor. Koh Shrai is a lesser developed tropical paradise. Pohnpei is home to the ruins of the stone city of Nan Madol, a must-see for visitors. Yap offers true island tradition, complete with village chiefs and thatched roof huts.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Chuuk is a treasure in the South Pacific. In today's article, we'll learn about some of the history that this paradise in the Pacific holds. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Arena. Arena is a noun. My grandfather fought in the Pacific arena during World War II. Adventurous. Adventurous is an adjective. Valerie has an adventurous spirit. She's not afraid of anything. Era. Era is a noun. Mrs. Smith grew up in an era when parents often chose their daughters' husbands. Lagoon. Lagoon is a noun. Let's rent a boat and spend the day exploring the lagoon. Your more information words are mecca. Mecca is a noun. Naval fleet. Naval fleet is a noun. Let's dive right in and find out more.
Well, we're getting to know about these different places within Micronesia. Let's go back to the very beginning here. This Micronesian state is an adventure on land and underwater. So we'll be learning mostly about Chuuk in our lesson. This Micronesian state or place is an adventure on land and, of course, underwater.
Which I think is very interesting, since when I visit a place, I don't usually think of it as being an adventure underwater and on land. But here we're going to see how much fun you can have if you go to the island of Chuuk and you look under the water.
That's right. So let's begin in our text. Far out in the South Pacific lies a tiny country with a lot of history, the Federated States of Micronesia. The Federated States. Well, if something is federated, that means it's united under a central government. So there are many islands there in Micronesia under a central government.
That's right. And we see what kind of history they have. During World War II, it was an important base in the Pacific arena. So these states, the Federated States of Micronesia, have an important history that took place during World War II because it was an important Japanese base in the Pacific arena.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at that word arena. It's from our word bank. An arena is a place where you might see events or a place where events happen. Usually, I think of an arena as something that people build, maybe a big building of some kind, and maybe you can go and see concerts. Like the Taipei Arena is like that. But Carolyn, here it's a little bit different, right?
That's right. Usually we think of it as a building, a place you see a sporting event or a concert, but this is talking about just a place where an event happens. And here, talking about the Pacific Arena, was an important place during World War II where a lot of battles occurred.
That's right. So battles are a kind of event as well. That's why we can call this the Pacific Arena. Well, today it is a top choice for adventurous travelers and a mecca for wreck divers. So many people are choosing to go here. Many people who love adventure. But Carolyn, what does that word mean, mecca?
Mecca, well, mecca just means it's a place where people like to go because there is something very famous there or something very special, and it becomes a popular destination. So this island is a mecca for wreck divers because there's something special there that divers who enjoy going to wrecks really want to see.
That's right. Well, you could use this word mecca to talk about something that's famous for another kind of thing. Like, for instance, if you enjoy skiing, go and visit Aspen, Colorado. That is a mecca for skiers. Well, now you know how to use that word. Let's talk about our word from the word bank. It is adventurous. Are you an adventurous person? Do you love adventure?
That's right. If you are an adventurous person, then you do like going on adventures. You like things that are exciting, thrilling, maybe even a little bit dangerous.
That's right. So, do you enjoy adventures? Where will you go next? Well, if you do enjoy adventures and you like diving, then maybe you'd like to check out Chuuk. It is a mecca for wreck divers. And we found out a little bit more here. Four states make up Micronesia. Carolyn, what are they?
Kosrae, Pohnpei, Yap, and Chuuk. And each has its own flavor. And here, again, we're talking about flavor being just something special about the place. They all have their own special atmosphere.
That's right. So we're mostly learning about Chuuk in our lesson. But of course, our writer wanted to give us a little bit about each of these places. So, Kosrae is a lesser developed tropical paradise. What do we find out about Pohnpei?
Well, Pohnpei is home to the ruins of the stone city Nan Ma Dol, a must-see for visitors. And let's take a look at that phrase, must-see. If this is a must-see destination, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, Carolyn, that means you must see it. So usually we see these words as two separate words, and must is a verb. You must go and see this. Here, it's a noun. That site is a must see. For example, if you ever visit Rome, there are many buildings there that are must sees. It is a must see. You must see the Colosseum. It is a must see.
That's right. Well, we learn some more about the next island, Yap. Yap offers true tradition, complete with village chiefs and thatched roof huts. It sounds like a very interesting place to go as well.
That's right. I had some friends who went to visit Yap, and they really enjoyed their time there. Well, of course, wherever you go, it's good to get to know the people of that place. Mostly we'll be learning about Chuuk, but for now it's time for us to learn more with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Silent letters are a lot like mosquitoes. They're hard to detect, and they're annoying. Just the other day, I was listening to a man give a fabulous speech. His English was great, except for one word he mispronounced again and again, debt.
Which is spelled D-E-B-T, and the B should be silent.
But much to my chagrin, he kept pronouncing that B, and it sounded like he was saying debit, a related but different word. Now, I bring this up as a reminder to be careful.
Because no matter how long we've been speaking English, silent letters can unexpectedly appear and bite us.
Well, as irritating as they are, there are rational reasons for their existence.
One is that during the Renaissance, there was something of a classical language revival. At that time, scholars in England felt compelled to tweak the spelling of English words, reforming them to fit the Latin ideal.
That's when debt, formerly spelled D-E-T-T-E, got its silent B, and so became more like its Latin root debitum.
Many other words acquired a silent letter during this time too, including doubt, receipt, and island.
Speaking of island, can you detect the other two words from today's lesson that have a silent letter?
See if you can find them. 我们知道在英文有许多单字里面的字母是不发音的，像今天课文中的 island 中间的 s 不发音。另外呢，还有债务的 debt 这个字呢是拼 debt， 但是 b 不发音。为什么英文会有这些不发音的字母呢？其实，在历史上，英文经过了相当多的演变，在 Renaissance 文艺复兴的时期，曾经有过一个 Classical Language Revival 古典语言的复兴运动。那当时的学者呢，将不少的英文单字的拼音改为符合拉丁原文的拼法，因此原本债务的 debt 是拼 D-E-T-T-E， 那为了符合拉丁原文的 debitum， 就被加入了一个不发音的 B。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 Arena 这个名词。 Arena 在这里是指区域或领域，例如 Roy isn't familiar with the rules of the political arena yet。 Roy 对政界的规则还不熟悉。 Arena 也可以指圆形剧场或者是周围有看台的运动场或竞技场，例如 The crowd cheered as the boxers entered the arena。 拳击手们进入竞技场的时候，人们欢声雷动。继续我们看的是 Mecca 这个名词，它的第一个字母的 M 如果大写的话， Mecca 麦加是指回教徒朝拜的圣地，但如果是小写的 Mecca， 意思是指众人向往的地方或者是从事某种活动的圣地。例如 Hollywood has become a tourist Mecca because of its movie industry， 由于电影工业的缘故，好莱坞已经成为了观光的圣地。或者是 Paris is a Mecca for fashion designers， 巴黎是服装设计师必去朝拜的圣地。
Today we've begun learning about the Federated States of Micronesia and some of the islands that make up that country.There are four main islands in the Federated States of Micronesia: Kosrae, Yap, Pompeii, and Chuuk. Well, today we are focusing mostly on Chuuk and what makes it such a great mecca for wreck divers. Let's learn about the adventures we can have at this island next.
Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure.But Micronesia's main draw is Chuuk. Hundreds of World War II-era wrecks lie beneath the surface of its lagoon, the result of a huge battle. For scuba divers wanting a unique glimpse of history, this is Micronesia's real treasure. Sunken history.
During World War II, Chuck, then called Truck, hosted a large portion of Japan's naval fleet. In 1944, the U.S. attacked the Japanese forces on Truck. More than 300 ships and aircraft were destroyed, creating what would become a wreck diver's paradise.
Well, let's start at the beginning of this section. But Micronesia's main draw is Chuk. Why is there a but there? Well, we've been learning about these other islands, these other states in Micronesia. But the main draw here is Chuk. That means it's most famous for Chuk.
That's right. So we find out why so many people want to go there. Hundreds of World War II era wrecks lie beneath the surface of its lagoon, the result of a huge battle.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of those words in that sentence. The first one from our word bank is era. We're talking here about World War II era, and that is a period of time known for maybe a significant event or something else, an era.
That's right. You might also say this music was popular during the jazz era, and it's still popular today. Or maybe you are learning about some history in your history class, and you are studying the Victorian era. There are many different eras throughout history. And here, the World War II era, there were many, many ships that were sunk on this island of Chuk, or around the island of Chuk, and the wrecks lie beneath the surface of its lagoon. Now, there's another word from our word bank. Let's take a look at that. Gabe, what's a lagoon?
Well, a lagoon is a shallow body of water. It's not too far from the sea, but it's usually separated maybe by a sandbar or something like that. So there are lagoons, and of course, they're really close to the ocean most of the time. But what can you find in a lagoon? Well, I don't usually think about finding wrecks, but hey, I guess that can happen too.
That's right. There was a huge battle, so now there are hundreds of ships in this lagoon. And for scuba divers wanting a unique glimpse of history, this is Micronesia's real treasure.
All right. If you want a glimpse of this, let's take a look at those words. A glimpse of something. That means a tiny taste or experience of something. So you're not really looking at history. Carolyn, is it possible to look at history?
Well, you can see pictures of it, and you can see things that are left over from the past,
these
wrecks, but you can't actually look at history because it's already happened.
That's right. So you can use this phrase, though, to talk about things that maybe you can experience. Like, I'm going to share a little bit about my past with you so that you get a little glimpse of my history or a glimpse of my background.
That's right, but you could also use this just to mean a short look.
Mm-hmm.
So you might say, I was able to catch a glimpse of the famous actor as he was leaving the restaurant.
Well,
I saw just him a short time. I only caught a short glimpse of him, but I still saw him.
And that is exciting to see something like that. So a little glimpse, and we're getting a little glimpse of history. Well, we're getting a little glimpse about Chuk in our lesson today and over the next couple of days. Well, the next part is called Sunken History. Carolyn, what could that mean? What is usually sunken? What does that mean?
Well, if something is sunken, that means it has sunk. It is below the water. Usually, when I think of something that has sunken, I think of a ship that is underneath the water.
All right, so there are many ships under the water. Well, that's what that word wreck means, W-R-E-C-K. We're talking about ships that were maybe destroyed or somehow sunk into the water. Those are called wrecks. Now, during World War II, Chuk, then called Truk, hosted a large portion of Japan's naval fleet. So they hosted, or this is where this event happened. That's where a lot of Japan's naval fleet was.
That's right. So they had a lot of Japanese ships or military ships, since this was their naval fleet, stationed in this island or around Truk or Chuk, as we now call it. But we see that in 1944, the U.S. attacked the Japanese forces on Truk. This is during World War II in 1944, and more than 300 ships and aircraft were destroyed, creating what would become a wreck diver's paradise.
Very interesting. So something that was very tragic in history, a big battle, becomes a paradise for wreck divers now. Well, that happens sometimes. Now there are many things under the water that divers can go and enjoy. And if you enjoy scuba diving, then maybe you'd want to check out Chuuk as well.
That's right. Well, now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Wow, where are we?
We're here in the Federated States of Micronesia.
Oh, so where's that?
We are far out in the South Pacific. This tiny country has a lot of history.
History? Here?
Oh, yes. During World War II, it was an important Japanese base in the Pacific arena.
Okay, it has a lot of history, but what are we doing here now?
This place is a top choice for adventurous travelers like us.
Like us?
Yes. Now, let me explain. Four states make up Micronesia, and each has its own flavor.
Different flavors like vanilla and chocolate.
No, not quite. One area is like a tropical paradise.
Sounds nice. Mm-hmm.
Another area is home to ruins of a stone city.
Interesting. Mm.
Another offers true island traditions with village chiefs and thatched roofed huts.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. But Micronesia's main draw is here.
Here? Where?
Right here. Hundreds of World War II era wrecks lie beneath the surface of this lagoon.
Wow.
Wow is right. For scuba divers, this is a unique glimpse of history, a real treasure.
Yeah. Too bad we don't know how to scuba dive.
Yes, that is too bad.
Era是指时代,年代或者是时期。例如, the 90s were a golden era for software businesses. 90年代是电脑软体产业的黄金时期。或者是, we're living in an era filled with all sorts of information and rapid changes. 我们活在一个充满各式各样讯息跟快速改变的时代。Era的前面可以加上名词,例如, the Clinton era, 克林顿时期。 或者是 The Michael Jordan Era, 麦克乔登时期。 最后我们看的是 Lagoon 这个名词, Lagoon 是指细湖 或者是小而浅的淡水湖, 所以它的重音是在第二音节念成 Lagoon。 我们来看一个例句, This lagoon is filled with tropical fish, 这个细湖里面充满了热带鱼, 或者是 The lagoon is surrounded by a beautiful forest, 这座湖被一座美丽的森林包围起来。 And let's see what our teachers are doing now.
Well, we've been learning a little bit about the Federated States of Micronesia, and of course, especially about Chuuk, this wreck diver's paradise. But I do wonder, of the other islands that we talked about today, which would you like to visit, Carolyn?
Well, I'd be very interested to visit the island of Pompeii. I really like seeing old ruins of cities. One of the things I really enjoyed in Thailand was going to Ayutthaya and seeing the burned out buildings there that used to be a huge, great city where the king lived, but now it's just bricks.
Interesting. Well, I enjoy seeing old ruins of buildings and cities as well. I'd also like to visit Yap. As I said before, some of my friends went there, and I wonder if maybe I could meet some people that they also met before. Well, anyway, what about you? What would you like to visit? Where would you like to go here in Micronesia? We hope you join us next time to learn more about Chuuk. We'll see you then on Studio Classroom.
See you!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Oh, man, that's the best part. Okay, Huang Feihong, you tell her.
Okay, but I wish you'd stop calling me Huang Feihong in front of Sherry. Anyway, Sherry, after Jason left you, my uncle and his friend came out of the house and started chasing us across the fields.
Okay, I saw that part.
Then they started shooting at us, so we hid by lying in the rice field.
I hid? I thought you were dead.
The police arrived just in time. They heard the shots and went after the guys with the guns. The police surrounded them. Eventually, my uncle and his friend surrendered.
I wonder who your uncle's friend is.
Whoever he is, he makes a very good, but fake, taxi driver.
Actually, it turns out that he was a criminal my uncle paid to kidnap you.
Oh, man, it's amazing no one was killed.
Yes. I think God must have been looking after us.
Oh, are you a believer too? That's wonderful!
Yes, we have a lot to talk about. You know, Sherry, I would like to get to know you better.
宾馆到了。谢谢韩先生。
Jason, wait here in the car for me. Officer Han will take us home too. I'm going to take Sherry inside.
Sure. Good work, Huang Feihong.
Was your friend winking at you?
It's probably because he's really tired.
Junfan, I hope this isn't goodbye.
No, I don't think it is, Sherry. You see, I have a plan.
What's Junfan's plan? Tune in next time for our final episode of The Stranger. Thank you.